Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
A friend asked me if porcupines live in the Bay Area. The short answer is yes, but they're very rare. Plus, they are mostly nocturnal. I've seen them a few times, and only in New Mexico and Canada, not here. Perched up in tree branches, they resemble stationary balls of thorns or even large bird nests, so they are often overlooked. For most of its existence, South America was an island continent disconnected from North America. But 2.8 million years ago, the Isthmus of Panama formed and connected North and South America. One of the greatest biogeographical events then took place, a massive exchange of mammals between the two continents. Camels, cats, bears, canids all flowed to South America. And north came some marsupials, primates, and giant ground sloths. When the evolutionary dust settled, South America ended up with jaguars and llamas, and we got possums and porcupines. The porcupine, literally spiny pig, are not pigs, but they are covered with spines. They're the third heaviest rodent in the world. They range far north into Canada, way south to Mexico, and all over northeastern U.S. In California, they are scattered throughout many regions, including the Bay Area, but are absent from the Central Valley, the Mojave and Colorado Desert, and southern coastal areas. While these vegetarians are well known for eating the bark of trees in winter, during the warmer months, almost any plant matter will suffice, hence their wide distribution, but nowhere are they common. These placid animals mostly have nothing to fear. Their first line of defense, quills, keep all but the most determined predators at bay. Cougars, bobcats, coyotes, and especially fishers, a weasel relative, manage to take a few. But 30,000 heavily barbed quills and a very potent stench, described as rank human body odor, enable porcupines to plod along, only interested in finding the next thing to munch on. I'd love to see another one, but only at a distance. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond, with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.